the VSN Arcade Podcast.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is?
Not the smartest way to greet the heavily armed group that just kicked in your door.
Head to virtualsportsnetwork.com and sign up for the forums today.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Virtual Sports Network Arcade Radio Podcast. My name is Mr. Bill, with the VSN Arcade Radio Podcast team as special correspondent. And today we have with us Brian Hayes, Creative Director for EA Sports UFC. Welcome to the podcast, Brian.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Bill.
We are glad to have you. You can also call me Bill.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of excitement about the game. The demo has been well received out in the community. So if you'd like to, you know, just get us started, and you know, for the person that's just now, you know, kind of coming across this on the release cycle and with E3 coming up next week, tell us a little bit about what you're most excited about with the UFC game.
I mean, there's a lot of things that the development team is really excited about these days. Obviously, the demo having released, I guess, 2 days ago now, and, you know, getting a lot of good and critical feedback as well on the gameplay, which is always important to have. But, you know, it's been almost 2 years since we announced the partnership with the UFC and EA Sports, like back at E3 in 2012, and it took us that long to get us to where we are today. And our goal from day one has been to, you know, create a really awesome looking, really fun, and yet still very authentic UFC experience. And you know, the early feedback is that we're doing really well in relation to most of those goals, so we're pretty stoked about that. And obviously, you know, the demo that's out there right now is the demo, and there's been several, you know, a lot of tuning and polish that has gone into the retail version since then. So you know, a lot of the things that people might be noticing in the demo are things that are already addressed in the retail version as well.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit more about the demo. I've been playing it a lot on the Xbox One. Cut a couple of videos for it as well, you know, capturing the intro to the game and the tutorial modes and some of the fighting. One of the things that I noticed was that the AI seems to be very aggressive. This is not your typical fighter game where you're able to just, you know, unless you're playing another person, you're able to just plow through them. The computer seemed to be, or the AI was very aggressive. Is there a specific, what difficulty mode is that on, and is that something that we can expect to see as you're seeing the game in the retail build?
Well, obviously things will vary from fighter to fighter. One of the things that factors into that is that the fighter you are fighting against, certainly if you were John Jones anyways, Alexander Gustafsson has one of the more aggressive AI archetypes in the game. As far as difficulty tuning and balance goes, that is something that was also addressed sort of post demo. So while the demo right now I believe is set to not beginner but one step up from beginner difficulty, in the final version of the game, you know, the difficulty tuning has been changed somewhat. So, you know, beginner might be a bit more beginner friendly, on the retail version than it is in the demo. But there's a couple factors that go in there. There was still tuning to be done, but as well, certainly, Alex the Mauler, he likes to get in your face and try and put the heat on you, right away. So.
Yeah, I was noticing that, and that was, you know, one of the things I noticed, that when I was using John Jones, one of my matches, you know, I was able to, you know, get some, you know, good shots in early with the striking system, which for me, the striking system seemed a little bit easier to just pick up and be able to go with. Mm-hmm. But, as far as, you know, other types of fighting games, that, you know, a lot of gamers, especially older gamers that, you know, played some of the 2D fighting game franchises. You had that, what you called the button mashing element. It seemed that if you wanted to get into the jab or the strike system, that you could do the button mashing, but you found yourself fatigued pretty quickly. And that's when Gustafsson, knocked me out with an elbow to the face, and like I overextended myself, and
Stamina is a very very important component of the gameplay mechanics. Certainly, if you, it can be very fun to button mash. A lot of people like to pick up the game and just start hammering buttons and throwing punches and kicks like crazy. You're definitely, it's a recipe for disaster against, a more skilled AI or a more skilled human opponent for sure. If they just bide their time and wait for you to gas yourself out and then land one good shot, it can really swing the course of a fight.
Right. And that was, one of the things in for example, again, those old 2D fighters there, of course, I guess at the time, the gaming hardware and depth of programming did not have that in it. So you could just button mash the entire time, but with this, that was something that I noticed early on, and it's like, okay, you need to slow this down and start working on other things, like your grappling technique, your takedown. Doesn't seem like the takedowns are just automatic. I noticed, in some, we'll go back at like previous UFC games that we've seen in the past, it seemed like the takedowns were a lot easier, to pull off. Tell us a little bit about that, because the takedown did seem to be, you kind of have to work it just right or it's not going to happen for you.
There's a window, that you can open very wide, or otherwise it's only open a sliver, and we try to factor in as many real world elements into that sort of probabilities we can. So, if you're standing at a very far distance and you just shoot in for a takedown, undisguised without distracting your opponent, in any way, that's going to have a much lower probability of you being successful, right? Even if you perform the controls correctly, your opponent's ability to stop that takedown is going to be at its maximum. But then the things that will factor in it will be if you notice that your opponent's stamina is low, their ability to stuff takedowns will be reduced, as well as if you distract them, or time your takedown to a point where their ability to actually, react is lessened. So obviously, setting your takedown attempt up with strikes is an effective strategy, as well as trying to time your takedown after your opponent may have just missed a strike kind of thing and they're still in the process of recovering. So that can also be risky as well. If you shoot in on your opponent when he's, throwing a knee to your body, you could end up just taking that in the face and that would be bad news. But all of those factors that can affect the success of a takedown in the real world, we try to have them sort of play into the success of a takedown in the game as well.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit more about, the grappling system. This looks like something that you guys kind of built from the ground up. It's taken me a little while, to get used to it. It is a little different, than other games, that I've played in the past. So, I think that's probably would make me, or lead me to believe that, the development team had put some serious thought into this about, making this a very realistic UFC experience as opposed to just trying to, leverage what, has been the status quo in terms of, similar games like, maybe say, even though it's a different genre, but like a wrestling game or things like that. There was a lot of commonality, and this seems to have, the grappling system is a lot different in, how it works. So if you could, maybe just tell us a little bit if that's just me or, explain a little of the thought process behind that.
So just for clarification, when you're referring to the grappling system, are you referring to, the submission minigame or the grappling just sort of transitioning from left to right or, from mount to
side control? Mount to side control, things like it just seemed like, there was, as I was going through the tutorial, it seemed like, those were things that were not, just, second nature to me. It's just like something that I'm going to have to work on because it was a weak spot for me. Mm-hmm. You know, and it also led to, you know, of course, the computer kicking my tail a few times, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly something that, you know, we didn't necessarily try to go and make something unduly complex or, you know, or hyper realistic from a, you know, from a mixed martial arts standpoint. You know, it's readily apparent, or was readily apparent to the design team, essentially, that, like, human beings instinctually understand striking in a way that they don't understand the ground game. You know, like,
right.
If you're walking down the hallway, at your office or in a mall, and someone looks like they're about to threaten, you know, like they're threatening to punch you in the face, you have an instinctual, like, ability to sort of know some things you should do there. You know, duck, run, put your hands up. Like, you know, there's a lot of things that make a lot of sense to people,
right,
when they see, you know, like striking being, you know, sort of being threatened towards them. Once fights go to the ground, you know, unless people have grappling and wrestling experience, it's like, I can't remember which Gracie that said this in the past, but, you know, the ground game is an ocean, and we're the sharks. And everybody else is, you know, like a floundering, you know, victim in a Jaws movie. And that's what a lot of, you know, people are. It's not very clear what to do or how to move, etc. So we tried to make a system that was very much, really just bidirectional. You can either transition to the left or you can transition to the right, and you just do that by performing left or right oriented gestures on the right stick. So, you know, when you take your opponent down and if you're in their full guard, doing a left, you know, sort of quarter circle with the right stick will attempt to pass your opponent's guard to the left. When you look visually on the screen, you'll see your fighter move to the left. And then if the person wants to defend that, they hold the defense button and push their right stick to the left. If they are able to see what you're doing and respond in time, they can defend that transition. But it's a very simple, we created essentially a ladder, that goes through, you know, a hierarchy of the ground positions from guard to half guard to side control, you know, to full mount or to various other positions. And you just jump through stages of that ladder by moving left or right through with different transitions. So the complexity of it really comes down to the fact that, you know, a lot of people aren't very used to, you know, rolling in Brazilian jiu-jitsu or wrestling or what have you. So it's very abstract. It's very obtuse, but that's just the nature of the game. It's, I imagine if, you know, somebody that's never ever seen a hockey game before in their lives, would be similarly confused by, you know, men on ice skates slapping a black rubber thing around with sticks. It's just the nature of the game.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, one of the things that I noticed in the demo was, you know, the graphics were just amazing. What was it like, for you guys, I guess, you know, working with the next generation hardware so early? You know, would you say that was a benefit for you to be able to focus strictly on the next generation platforms, or, you know, how did that play out?
I mean, certainly without the horsepower of the next generation consoles, we certainly wouldn't have been able to deliver a product that looks as good as EA Sports UFC does. It's a bit of a, you know, a misconception that, like, you know, 2 years ago, nobody on the UFC team had a next generation console.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it was being developed, you know, with just you know, sort of mimicry, you know, PCs essentially at that time, but we had our benchmarks for what, you know, we knew what the consoles were supposed to be able to do, and therefore we developed sort of technology and pipelines that support that. And then once we started getting, you know, into the real sort of development and production of the game, and we were able to see what it looks like on the actual hardware, I mean, it was just awesome. I mean, especially, you know, then when we were able to look back at other games we've made in the past in the current generation and see the leaps and bounds that it's made from a graphics and visual standpoint. It's very rewarding, for the team to know that, you know, we've been able to accomplish this with the very first EA Sports UFC game from a visual standpoint. So that's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about career mode. I know that's something that a lot of the, you know, I guess I'll say the hardcore community of the UFC gamers you're going to be very interested in. Would you like to give us a kind of an overview of what to expect there in that mode?
I certainly can, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, career mode, it's a single player experience. It starts off, we throw you into the Create a Fighter interface, which supports, EA Sports Game Face technology. So if you want to upload pictures of yourself to the EA Sports Game Face website, the game can use that information to sort of pull down and generate an in-game likeness of those photographs. So whether it's photos of yourself or photos of somebody else, if you want to create somebody that looks like that, it's up to you. But then you can take that fighter, and then one of the big wins for us is actually we are the first UFC game that's been able to feature the Ultimate Fighter tournament as part of the career mode experience. So your career mode begins essentially as with the premise that it's an audition. You know, you're having tryouts for the Ultimate Fighter show. Once you've completed those tryouts and you get chosen for the show, you know, you have to win the Ultimate Fighter tournament to become the Ultimate Fighter, and that's how you launch your UFC career. We designed it that way. Actually, the Ultimate Fighter portion of career mode is it's a must-win situation for you, kind of thing. So if you lose your elimination fight, you know, on the Ultimate, or any fight on the Ultimate Fighter show, we just give you the opportunity to sort of keep rematching until you win that fight, because we want everybody to win the Ultimate Fighter and have that be their sort of path to, you know, becoming a UFC, you know, official UFC fighter. Once you've done that, and you're in the UFC proper, you know, there's obviously that, you know, that element of sort of RPG progression where through fighting and training, you're able to improve your fighter's attributes, moveset, and abilities, which are something new that we've added to our career mode system and our fighter progression system this year. You basically do that, so that you can move up the rankings, beat better and better in competition, put yourself in place for a title shot, win the title, defend the title, and essentially if you do well enough over the course of your career, you could be inducted into the Hall of Fame, which would constitute, you know, quote unquote, winning career mode to a certain extent. Okay. Although I guess there's multiple levels of winning.
Well, let's talk a little bit more with career mode. I know if you look at your football counterpart game, you know, the connected career, connected franchise has been extremely popular for Madden. Do you think that there's an opportunity for EA Sports UFC to maybe as a future update to this game, or possibly to, you know, maybe next cycle, which I know you guys have said you're not going to be on a yearly cycle, maybe a year and a half to 2 years, if that's what I remember reading. Is there a possibility that we're going to see that, either as an add-on or update for this cycle, or is that something you guys might already be looking at for the next game?
Whether or not, I mean, I don't know the feasibility of something that large being an update, you know, just from a technical standpoint.
Right.
But certainly, you know, one of the great things about being a part of the sort of EA Sports family is that, for us, you know, this being our first kick at the can, we have, you know, all our cousins in the EA Sports family that have, you know, tried I've already developed a variety of different features that may or may not, you know, sort of fit into the UFC space. But, you know, a connected career thing is definitely something that I think we will explore from a design perspective for the next iteration of the game. But, you know, really at this point, we are really focused right now on the launch of this game, and making sure we're prepared to support this game, you know, after launch as well. Once we get into, you know, designing the next iteration, I'm sure, you know, it'll be a blue sky period for a little while where we'll be thinking of all kinds of things that we think, fans will enjoy. And we'll obviously be looking to the community to see what kind of feedback we get in terms of what things they're really clamoring for. But, yeah, it's a definite possibility, but in terms of, but that's all I can say is right now, everything is just a possibility.
Right. No worries there. So, and let's talk a little bit more about, you know, the graphics on the game and kind of a segue into the presentation. That was one thing I was really impressed with in the demo. And we know that, you know, fighters have unique entrances to the octagon. What can we expect in terms of, you know, the differentiation between, you know, the different fighters as they make their way to the octagon?
Well, you can expect to see a lot of variety, certainly. We really tried to get as much, you know, sort of fighter specific stuff in there as we could. From a, you know, intro animation as well as gameplay animations, as well. So you can see a lot of, like, you know, just quirks and fidgets, even when the fighters are, you know, in the middle of the action. So whether it's like things that Anderson Silva does when he has distance from his opponent and, you know, and the action is in a brief lull, you know, little animations that he'll do during gameplay, are there, or whether it's Ronda Rousey or Jose Aldo or Anthony Pettis or, you know, Benson Henderson. There's a long list of fighters that we've made sort of, a lot of sort of fighter-specific custom animations to really make them seem like themselves, both on their way to the octagon and inside the octagon itself. And it really was just an intensive sort of focus on watching a lot of fight film and seeing what kind of things, behaviors they did that made them, you know, sort of stand out, and trying to get as much of that into the game as we possibly could.
Okay.
So, I mean, a great example of that is, you know, when BJ Penn wins a fight, dramatically in our game, like, he does a quintessential BJ Penn celebration, you know, like slapping his face, you know, licking his gloves, that kind of thing. And it looks amazing. Or, you know, fighters that jump up on the cage or, you know, do specific things, that you're used to seeing them do. Like, you know, obviously the Chuck Liddell Iceman scream, all that kind of stuff. Post-fight, pre-fight, during the fight, we've spent a lot of time putting a lot of fighter-specific animation in there.
Okay. And let's talk about how many fighters with UFC were you guys able to work with as you were developing the game?
Depending on the definition of work with, we head scanned and sort of did photo shoots with, as many as we possibly could. That number was over, a couple of hundred, by the end of, you know, by the end of the project. In terms of ones that we were able to, work with more, you know, in more detail, we did get to spend a lot of time with John Jones and Benson Henderson and Anthony Pettis. Not really we didn't have a chance to get into those guys into mocap, and do stuff like that, but really it was more like, sitting down, just interviewing them and getting their insights into, you know, the world of the UFC, what it's like to be a UFC fighter, what it's like to be inside the octagon and all those kinds of things.
Okay. And so how many fighters are going to be playable within the game?
I believe the final number on launch day is 98. I'm just looking to my colleague here. It's either 98 or 99 fighters in the game on launch.
And that is inclusive?
99 if you include the unlockable Bruce Lee character, which is the global pre-order exclusive.
And I believe that there was also another pre-order exclusive. I think maybe it was GameStop had one of the Gracies.
Yep. Yeah, it is Hoyce Gracie. Yeah.
Okay. Is he unlockable?
And both of those, both of those fighters are also unlockable. If you make it to the Hall of Fame in career mode on either of the two hardest difficulty levels, then both of those characters are unlocked automatically. If you pre-order anywhere, Bruce Lee is an unlockable character. If you pre-order at GameSpot or GameStop, then Hoyce Gracie is unlockable. Or as well, they are unlockable. You can purchase a code from the store. But obviously, our recommendation would be play career mode or pre-order the game.
Okay, that sounds good. And of those 99, I believe was it 7 female fighters are in the game?
That sounds correct. It might be 7 or 8, but you may be right. It could be 7.
Okay. Just wanted to, you know, double check on that. So it sounds like people are going to have no shortage of fighters to choose from. So even if your favorite fighter, say it's somebody that's from your town or local or somebody that you've got a connection with that might not be one of the, you know, big names, you still have the opportunity to use that person, as you're playing the game. So that's going to be really good.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, it's a healthy roster. You know, and as well, there are several fighters in the game actually that are featured in more than one weight division because they fought in more than one weight division in the past. So, that, you know, also sort of expands your options in terms of, the matchups you can make, et cetera. And then, in the future, as and when they are available, we are committed to providing roster updates, to the game roster as well. So.
Okay. So that, will that be, new fighters that are introduced, or will that also include maybe additional legends or people, you know, like Bruce Lee, that are going to be just, you know, popular, choices from the community to add? What's the thought process on how those rosters will be updated?
There is a very stringent, level there's a legal minefield involved with what we're allowed to say, based on what month of the year it is. It sounds insane. So literally, all I am cleared to say is that, we are committed to providing roster updates as and when they become available and whenever we can be specific about what they are, we will be at the earliest possible opportunity.
I like that. Phrased very well. Your legal department would be proud of that wording.
I hope so.
So any chance, as we're talking about that, is there a chance that some fighters might become available as DLC, and others would just be as part of maybe the mainstream UFC, fighter list?
I'm not exactly sure the difference between.
Well, I mean paid DLC, excuse me. Like, if you wanted to, you know, like, say if you were to add somebody, you know, like another Bruce Lee type person.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe it costs $1.99 to download him.
Yeah, if we go to places that are non, if we examine not, like, things that are not UFC fighters, or, you know, sort of not active UFC fighters, you know, somebody like Bruce Lee or, you know, some other crazy, you know, idea. Not that Bruce Lee was a crazy idea. I think it was a brilliant idea. But, you know, if there's a character that's not, you know, a UFC licensed fighter, if it's somebody from some other space, those would more likely be, you know, PDLC, offerings. But as of right now, again, there's really no specific announcements about that.
Okay. Well, let's see. I think that's got through most of the, you know, questions that had been raised by the community. I know, you know, again, that everybody is enjoying the demo. Is there going to be an opportunity for those of us fortunate enough to be in E3 next week, to play the retail copy of the game, in the EA, booth?
There will be that opportunity, yes.
Okay.
There's a EA Sports, section, obviously, where all the EA Sports titles have visibility depending on what level of development they are in. But I will not be there myself, but my colleague Jazz Brousseau, one of the producers of the game, will be down there manning that booth and helping everybody get accustomed, you know, with the ground game and the submission game and the striking and all that kind of stuff.
Outstanding. Well, then, so for all of our listeners, your humble correspondent will be attending E3 next week in Los Angeles. I will be, you know, making as many notes as I can, taking any pictures and or video as allowed by the EA staff on the floor. So we look forward to seeing the retail version of the game displayed there at E3. And then, you know, we can make comparisons to what we've seen in the demo. But I know that there's been a lot of excitement about it, and the community can't wait for that launch date. So it's very, I'm sure it'll be a very hectic week, for the development team having presence at E3 and also, being in the final week before retail launch. So that's.
Yeah, the week after, or sorry, that very same week is, UFC 174 is coming to Vancouver, which is where EA Canada is located, so we have a lot of activities up here as well. And then, yeah, the very next week is launch day, so it's going to be a busy couple days here.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap?
It's just, I hope everybody out there, if they have the demo, that they're having fun playing it. And if they haven't gotten the demo, they should really check it out. But yeah, the game's dropping June 17th, and we can't wait for, people to feel the fight in EA Sports UFC.
Outstanding. Well, thank you very much, Brian. As he mentioned, launching, in a couple of weeks, it'll be available. Check out the demo. Be sure to sign up for our forums at virtualsportsnetwork.com. And thank you for listening.